First of all, I think we're going to see that General Petraeus has a lot of street cred on the Hill. He has a lot of respect on both sides of the aisles. He's seen as a very nonpartisan person. He seems one who's very capable. I've known Dave forever since we were teachers together at West Point. I think that's always great when you go to Congress and you go in a closed-door session and you're talking to members. If they respect you and in a sense you walk in there with a certain amount of belief, then you're basically, you know, that's a good step in the right direction. You also have a president. I mean, we've just seen the announcement of a new counterterrorism strategy. It is very dependent on intelligence and covert operations. In a sense, you know, the way I characterize this strategy is it's like we're playing baseball and the coach says, okay, everybody come in with the pitcher. And then, you know, the pitcher is just going to strike all these guys out. We're not going to have a problem. So he's going to be relying a lot on General Petraeus. I mean, in a sense, the declared strategy is to really make this basically, you know, a CIA special operations show. Well, the good news is people are going to be counting on you a lot. The bad news is people are going to be counting on you an awful lot.
Not to sound too cynical, but is his political popularity on the Hill maybe one of the top reasons he was chosen by the White House to head the CIA? I mean, the fact that they knew he would sail through the confirmation process?
Well, I mean, certainly I think that was could obviously have been a factor. I mean, nobody was going to, in a sense, look at this as a bad deal that we got a good guy. I mean, if you're a cynical, horrible, terrible, awful political Washington insider person, I mean, politically, this is a great deal because, in a sense, you're taking somebody off the table who, if they wanted to be a severe critic of the administration and be influential, would have been very effective. And in a sense, that's not going to happen now. That's kind of a good idea. I mean, it's kind of a good deal for General Petraeus as well. In a sense, if you're not a political person and you don't want to be drawn into these debates, I mean, if you leave the government, no matter what you want to talk about, the first people are going to ask you is, how do you think the war on terrorism is going? How do you think Afghanistan is going? If you don't want to answer those questions, then people are going to stop talking to you. And if you do answer those questions, you're quickly going to become a political figure. Well, if you're not really comfortable doing that, in a sense, taking the CIA job really allows you to kind of sidestep that whole problem. Because as CIA director, you can basically say, I'll talk about what the CIA does. If you don't want to talk about that, not my job.
And he can kind of choose what he wants to talk about and when, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's out of the limelight a little bit compared to when he was directing a COCOM, but he can still. I mean, I guess my question is: do you expect that? Do you expect him to speak out on issues, you know, either publicly or a little bit more silently, covertly through leaks?
No, I think we'll hear less of him. Quite honestly, they'll roll him out when there's a good news story to tell, or if they, you know, want somebody else to carry the water and they don't want to do that. But other than that, I don't think we'll be hearing from him very much. Like the tough thing is, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's a better job. I mean, look, you can work 9 to 5, you know, and you're not sitting in a foxhole and everything else. But you are really on the line here. If there's another successful terrorism attack, I don't care how great your reputation is, people are going to look at that. And if there's a second one after that, they're really going to look at that. So, and the president really hasn't made his job easy. He's basically said that we're going to use the CIA special operations to stop all these guys. And so they're putting all of the burden really on their shoulders. And the first time somebody hits a ball into the outfield, if there's no outfielder there to catch it, it's going to be a home run. So, And then the problem is when you're the director, and we saw this last time, it's very difficult to talk about what you do. And so it's kind of hard to explain your way out of problems. Like, well, let me tell you why that didn't go right. Because you can't really do that, because you can't really talk about sources and methods. So you're kind of stuck with it, you know. So after the Bay of Pigs, you just couldn't sit there and say, well, let me explain to you why the Bay of Pigs didn't work out that way and how it's not my fault. You can't really do that. So we shouldn't sugarcoat this and make it sound like this is the easiest job in the world. You just, you know, because the president, quite honestly, made this a much, much tougher job by essentially rolling out a strategy which says we're pretty much standing down in the war on terror, except we're going to send the intel guys out there to get these guys.
So Petraeus is a military guy. What are the pros and cons of a military guy like Petraeus leading the CIA?
Well, the There's a lot of pros. I mean, first of all, he will be a great advocate for the agency, and the people in the agency always appreciate that. They like somebody that's going to stand up for them, and he will, because that's what he does. He's a loyal guy. The other thing is he is a good leader. He's a straight shooter, and again, that's something I think that will be very appealing to people. I mean, they get a hero to be their leader. I mean, who wouldn't want that? If Joe DiMaggio wanting to coach your ball club, who would say, no, I don't want him? I mean, this is a great deal. I mean, it's good. He's a people person. Military guys, they care about organizations. They care about what they do. They care about the people in the organization. They care about their quality of life. So it's a complete leadership package. That's a good deal. And there isn't, I mean, it's not like he's moving to run General Motors. The military to the CIA, yeah, they're different cultures, but they, in a certain sense, they're kissing cousins. They're both organizations that are about the mission, getting the job done. They have chain of command. They have protocols. I mean, they understand, the classified information, all this. So those cultures are not that different. I mean, it's not like, a couple of years ago, we had a retired general they made head of the school system in Washington, D.C. He was a great leader and a great person, but that didn't work very well because that was just such a leadership environment that was so alien to being in the Army. It would be like a baseball coach trying to coach a women's field hockey team. This is not that different. So I think the transition, and of course we've had military leaders lead the CIA before, so I think it'll be a relatively smooth transition. And again, this is also a guy who's been a combatant commander. He's been a senior commander in the field. He's worked very closely with operators in the field. He's been a user of intelligence. He's worked with covert operations. He's worked with special forces. He's not a stranger to that community. There are parts of the community, of course, he's not that familiar with, but he knows a lot about the community. He's a smart, very smart person, a very personable person, a person that you just have a great deal of trust and confidence in. If you're leading him, you feel that he's there to number one, serve the nation, to number two, serve the organization. And that's just a vibe you get off of being around him. So I think he'll be very successful. I think the administration's really stacked the deck that's given him back of a job, but he'll obviously do his best job.